With more on the story, our North America correspondent Kim Landers joins us. Kim, it's about, 24 hours since the earthquake hit. It's been very difficult to get a clear picture about the scale of this.
That's right, Tony. What we do know is that there is horror in Haiti. The streets are strewn with corpses. Thousands of people are missing. It is carnage. We've just heard from the president of Haiti, René Préval. The presidential palace is in ruins. His private home has also collapsed. And he says he doesn't know where he's going to sleep tonight. He says he's seen people lying in the street dead and that it's hard to understand the magnitude of the event and how to manage this catastrophe. He says the injured are also lying in the streets, and 24 hours after the quake, there's still no way to get them help. President René Préval says there's also no way of knowing how many people are dead, and he's just spoken to CNN.
Up to now, I heard 50,000, I heard 30,000. Let's say that it's too early to give a number.
Haitian President René Préval speaking there. Kim, what about getting aid and other help to those people in need? What chance of that?
Well, in Port-au-Prince, the aid agencies, which are supposed to provide relief in times of disaster, are struggling themselves. The American Red Cross in Haiti says it's run out of supplies there. All their medical equipment and medical supplies have been distributed. They are hoping to get more. The United Nations is providing $10 million in emergency aid, but the UN headquarters in Haiti has been demolished and more than 100 of its staff are missing, feared dead. The good news is the Port-au-Prince airport is operational. The UN's World Food Programme is sending 15,000 tonnes of food supplies there. The World Bank is providing $100 million in emergency aid. The World Health Organization is sending specialists to help handle the mass numbers of corpses. But despite all of this, despite all of the international efforts, Haiti's Consul General to the United States, Felix Augustin, says even more help is needed.
We have a dramatic situation in our hands. We need medical supplies. We need heavy equipment to help the people in Haiti. We need doctors, people in the medical field, to go down to Haiti as soon as they can.
A Haitian representative at the United Nations in New York, Felix Augustin. Kim Landers was our correspondent.